The war in Yemen might not get headlines every day, but it's one of the deadliest conflicts in the world right now. And the fighting between the Houthi rebels and a coalition led by Saudi Arabia grew more violent last week. Saudi-led airstrikes in northern Yemen killed at least 70 people and took out the internet across the entire country. The war has created one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world. Here and now, security analyst Jim Walsh with the MIT Security Studies Program is here to help us, help provide us with some background on this terrible conflict. And Jim Walsh, good to have you.
Good to be with you, Anthony.
So, Jim, this conflict started in 2014 with the fall of Yemen's longtime dictator. Help us understand the state of the war now and how we got here.
Well, it's persisted and in some ways gotten worse, which is sort of the nature of long-term disputes, because the longer they go on, if you don't nip them in the bud, then each of the parties finds increasingly devious ways to hurt the other party. And in fact, you referenced the Saudi airstrike that killed people. Also this week, we had a new development, which was Houthis using drones or rockets for the first time ever to attack the country of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, which with Saudi Arabia had been fighting, has been fighting since the beginning in this war. And so now, you know, you have sort of the spread of drones and rockets hitting other countries involved. So that's a bad sign. But what happened was you have lots and lots of parties, lots and lots of different warring factions in Yemen. The long-term dictator dies. And then there's a big fight between the Houthis, who had been fighting that dictator since the 1990s, and Saudi Arabia-backed forces and UAE-backed forces, each vying for control of the country. No one has control of the country, so more and more civilians are dying each year.
And I want to talk about that. Millions of people in Yemen are living under famine due to a lack of basic services and an economy that's in shambles. I'm reading that just in 2021, the UN estimated that more than 370,000 Yemenis died. So give us a sense of just how sprawling this humanitarian crisis is right now.
Well, virtually anyone who ranks the deadliest conflicts in the world, unfortunately, over the last couple of years, it's been a consistent top three: Afghanistan, Yemen, and Ethiopia, with that war in Tigray. And in Yemen, it's particularly pernicious. As you say, you know, the sum total of some 377,000 Yemenis have died through this conflict, most of them civilians, and most of those civilians are children. And it just isn't that they've, you know, died incidentally, if you will. Some of them have died in indiscriminate air attacks by Saudi Arabian pilots. Others have been choked off from food and assistance. At one point, the Saudi Arabian government, and it continues to be a problem, blockaded humanitarian aid, UN aid, from coming into Yemen to go to the Yemeni people. So when you do that, the consequences, whether it's the internet, the food supply, medical care, COVID, cholera, it's just piled up one after the other, and it's really the civilian population that has paid the toll. The Saudis don't actually have a bunch of troops in Yemen. The UAE doesn't have a bunch of troops in Yemen. They're fighting the war remotely, but the people who are suffering from this style of warfare are the locals.
Now, of course, the United States has a role in all of this. And when President Biden took office, he vowed to stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia in an effort to stop the war in Yemen. But in November, the Biden administration announced a new arms deal with the Saudis. Can you talk a little bit about that and what the national security implications for the U.S. is in this conflict as it continues to escalate?
I mean, even going back to 2015 when the Saudis initiated the war, the U.S. thought it was a bad idea. But they went along with it because there were other foreign policy issues in play. And they thought maybe they could control the Saudis and it would work out. That proved not true. And today it's sort of the same thing. We say we're going to end this war, but then other issues intervene and then we sort of back off. And meanwhile, the children keep dying. At some point, the president has to intervene, put his foot down and get this war frozen, get the aid in and have diplomacy.
All right. That's Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh bringing us up to date about the terrible war in Yemen. Jim, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Anthony.